The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on December 16th, 2007, in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Krishna is never yavanam. Krishna never gets worn out. He never gets boring. He never gets old. Krishna is more exciting at every minute. Even for himself, he's more exciting at every minute. So if Krishna becomes more and more exciting even to himself, and he knows himself better than we do, and we know him millions and billions of times, but even though he knows himself perfectly well, even Krishna becomes more and more excited about Krishna consciousness at every minute. So, what does that mean for you and me? That means we have to learn how to become more and more excited about Krishna consciousness. That's called spiritual advancement. And what's the opposite? Stagnation. Would anybody here like to stagnate, become a spiritually stagnated? I sure wouldn't. We have to learn how to get that taste for Krishna consciousness, which is more and more and more exciting, thrilling, adventurous, dynamic, overwhelmingly amazing at every minute, you see. Then we're on track. Then we're on the track. Actually, there is nothing more exciting, more amazing than Krishna consciousness. It is the essence of existence. As the Christian theologian stated once, it is the ground of our being. Our very nature is to be Krishna conscious. So if you're not being Krishna conscious, then what are you being? You're being unnatural. You're not being yourself. You're being something other than what you actually are if you're not Krishna conscious. So this science of Krishna consciousness, it is the most advanced science. There are so many so-called sciences, biology, chemistry, geology, astronomy, astrophysics. But this science, Krishna describes Raja, which is the king of all sciences. There is no knowledge like this knowledge anywhere within the totality of existence. Even on the planets of the demigods, even Brahmaji with his huge brain that can comprehend and observe everything happening within this universe doesn't have a more advanced science than this. This is high level stuff. There's nothing like this. Nowadays everybody's interested in high tech. What's the latest high tech? This high tech, it is simply low tech. If you want high tech, let's see. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's high tech. You want to be cutting edge? Simply have to read these books and apply to these books. You'd be on the cutting edge. And I'm backing it up, the guarantee. You can try this for 6 months. And if you don't get the desired, you don't get the promised result, I'll give you $10,000 cash. This is real. Nobody's ever come forward for the money yet. I've been guaranteeing this for a long time. And nobody has ever asked me for even one penny. Krishna describes this science, Raja Vidya, Raja Guhyam, Pavitram idam uttamam pachakshavagamam dharmyam shushukam kritam abhiyam. This knowledge is the king of education. It is the ultimate knowledge, Raja Vidya. Raja Guyam, there is no secret more top. This is the ultimate of all the top secrets. This is even more secret than what the big governments, you know, the top secrets of the governments, the US government, and New Zealand, they have their top secrets, you see. But this is even more secret. This is the ultimate top secret. Even though it's being widely propagated, how many people actually understand what it means to be Krishna conscious? If people understood, the whole world would join this movement immediately. Everyone would come. Your prime minister would be here at the lecture today. Please tell me how to run New Zealand in a way that Prabhupada will be pleased with me. If they actually knew what is Krishna consciousness, they would all be here. Bush, the whole kit and caboodle, they'd all be coming to our ISKCON temples to learn how to, you know, Bill Gates, they'd all be here. To learn Putin, they'd all be here. To learn how to run their countries, their companies, whatever they're leading in a way that Prabhupada would be pleased with them. You see, they'd all be here. The high court judges would all be learning how to make proper decisions that Prabhupada would be pleased, you see. They would all be coming to learn their nearest ISKCON center. If they only knew what is the real meaning of Krishna consciousness. Raja Vidya Raja Gavam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. It is the purest knowledge. And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. What does direct perception mean to you? Do you know what it means, direct perception? That means this is not blind faith. This is not a brainwashed cult where we mesmerize you to accept some dogmatic principles. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And we send you out on the street, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. This is a science of how to directly perceive your actual nature, your actual self, and your relationship with the Supreme Self and all the other selves throughout the totality of existence. Direct perception. That's science. You see, that's real science. You see, when you can directly see it, when you can directly perceive it, that is actual science, you see. So this is the most scientific knowledge, you see. How many times has the Bhagavad Gita been revised since Krishna spoke it? It hasn't been revised. It's still Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, but the Sanskrit is exactly as it is. There's no change. And how many times have these science textbooks been rewritten? Every 1 or 2 years they have to go in and redo them because now they're outdated. When I was a young brahmachari, I attended one function at the University of Florida. One big scientist came in to tell us about the black holes in outer space. And it was a big mela, a big gathering of all the science departments. They all came. There was thousands of science students assembled that evening in this huge meeting area to hear what the big guru was going to say, the black hole guru, you see, what he was going to reveal, the cutting edge and scientific discovery. So I raised my little hand, you know. They were paying time for questions. I was there with my shaved head and my saffron, my big tilak, you know. So I raised my hand. I said, is what you're saying, is this a theory or is it a fact? He said, well, I think it's a fact. Note the word, I think. And then some other questions came in. Again, I got my hand up and got recognized. And then I posed another question. And this was actually what they call a loaded question. Because this question forced him to admit the first answer he gave was incorrect. I didn't intend to do that, but it just came out that way by Krishna's arrangement. I said, throughout the history of modern science, we have seen that one theory comes into popularity for some time, and then is replaced by another theory. How do we know that your theory, you know what I said, theory, not, how do we know that your theory will not be replaced by another theory? Listen to this at this time. He said, I hope it is. Because then we'll be making progress. Just see the rascal. He's saying it is fact. And now he's admitting, yes, when it is defeated, then that is the progress of science. And they call this science. And they give them big PhD, Nobel laureates. It's nothing but hype. And they call it science. But this real science of Bhagavad Gita has not been hype. Bhagavad Gita, as it was spoken 5,000 years ago, is still exactly the same. Every syllable is exactly the way it was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna. There's nothing concocted. Not even one syllable is a concoction. This is something. And the amazing thing about this science, it is a practical scientific laboratory manual which will enable you to perform an experiment on your own consciousness so that you can directly perceive it yourself even without the book. Prabhupada ordered me in one letter, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Direct order from Srila Prabhupada to me. So, how do you do that? By following the instructions given in the Bhagavad Gita. We're seeing Krishna in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, but by following the Bhagavad Gita strictly, you will qualify yourself to see Krishna directly face to face. That's a fact. They say, how do you know that Krishna? Can you imagine if you actually personally met him and saw how all the universes are coming out of the pores of his skin? And they say, you're just brainwashed. You see, you just laugh it off how stupid they are. But even now, when we're just trying to come to that point, we have faith in these great acharyas like Prabhupada who can see Krishna at every minute. We have faith in them because of their quality, because of their character, because of their compassion, because of their obvious ability to defeat all opposing philosophies. We have conviction in the reality of these teachings. Because we've never seen philosophical arguments which can perfectly explain everything within and beyond our experience and defeat all opposing arguments, smashing them and completely to smithereens. Have we seen any other philosophy that can do that besides what Prabhupada has given us? I've never seen such a philosophy. I studied so many philosophers. There's no philosopher who can talk like this. Their teachings are so dry and boring, it's just like, it's pain, like just to study it is like feeling you're having your teeth pulled or something. But when you read Prabhupada's books, it's just pure nectar, just like a fountain of bliss showering upon you. As soon as you open the book, it's just this river of nectar is pouring all over your head, into your ears, into your eyes, permeating your being. Never have we seen books like this in the history of the history of literature. There's never been any books that is overflowing with nectar like these books of Prabhupada. So, Krishna then continues. He says it's the perfection of religion. It's everlasting and it's joyfully performed. Prabhupada challenged us. He was very strong on this point, that it is joyful. Susukam. Sukam we know means happiness. Susukam is very, very happy.